It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Five 33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday evening. We have got rain, and that'll pretty much sum it up, man. We're going to have rain throughout the course of the evening. We're going to have rain essentially all day tomorrow, and we're going to have to deal with it. Now, whatever we have, and we're talking about a quarter of an inch or thereabouts, whatever we have really pales in comparison to what our friends or family members are going through down in Florida and Georgia. Yeah, I mean, even here in our beloved Commonwealth, we've got a section. Southwest Virginia, Governor Youngkin and his bride were down there over the weekend. I mean, it's nasty. So we've got what we've got. Again, just some rain, quarter inch or so for this evening. Now, Ambassador Francis Rooney is joining us, and I'm really looking forward to chatting with him. We are looking at this presidential election a little more than a month away for Election Day, but let's not kid ourselves. Here in the Commonwealth, we started early voting, last week before? It's election season at this point. There are a lot of issues at play. We talk a lot about money and the fact that you are poorer today than you were 4 years ago. Unless your boss gave you a 17.9% pay increase, you are making less now than you were then. But what about international affairs? Well, Francis Rooney served as the ambassador to the Vatican, and he's got one or two thoughts on this. Mr. Ambassador, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
And I'm not quite sure, is it Mr. Ambassador, Congressman? You've had so many titles, sir.
Well, Francis works pretty good.
Okay. Well, that will work for me then. You served in the United States House of Representatives. You served as the ambassador to the Vatican with President George W. Bush. And I'm curious to know what you think of the current lay of the land with international affairs these days.
Well, I think the world's on fire.
Yeah.
The weak leadership that we've experienced the last few years has aided and abetted a lot of bad actors around the world to act out. I mean, you know, the Saudis fought the Houthis for years and couldn't do anything with them. We don't seem to be able to do anything with the Houthis. The Houthis are menacing our commerce in the Gulf of Aden.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's obviously happening with Iran and their surrogates, Hezbollah and Hamas. And fortunately, thank goodness, the Israelis are taking it to them. I'm really proud of the Israelis for taking it to them.
It has to be a little bit of a shock to some of the people in D.C., though, I would think, because President Biden and Vice President Harris apparently have spent the last year telling Prime Minister Netanyahu, hey, you got to dial it back.
Well, that's the problem. The problem with the Democrats is they can't take a hard stand on principle.
Mm-hmm.
They want to publicly say they support Israel, but behind the scenes they're knocking them back and kind of talking nice with the Palestinians, etc. And you can't do both. You can't. What is Isaiah? Isaiah was the original management consultant. He said, "No man can serve two masters." And he was a smart guy.
He was
and
a smart
that's
guy.
Where we
absolutely.
Are right now. And then with Iran, somehow or another, the Democrats, starting with Obama, continued through Biden, keep wanting to suck up to Iran, support them, help them, And I don't understand it. I mean, they are a mortal enemy of ours.
Yeah. Well, now, it's interesting, you, as a former serving ambassador, former member of Congress, you say you don't understand it. Now, multiply that by 10. I'm just a regular guy in the neighborhood. I don't have any concept of why anybody in the Biden administration or the Obama administration, why would they want to play nicely with Iran? You got to have some idea.
Well, I think there's a bit of a myopia among the Democrats that if they give them their money back and they talk nice and have a treaty which is totally defective,
right,
that allows them to continue their nuclear progress on the military bases, the American people won't find out about that, and everybody feels better. Mm. And you can't feel better in a world like this. You have to only deal from strength.
Yes.
Foreign policy is based on projecting strength and solidarity in a unity of purpose that we had in the Cold War, that we had during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we don't have now.
I want to remind everybody that Ambassador Francis Rooney is joining us. Mr. Ambassador, let me ask you about who it is amongst the candidates now that you think projects strength. Do we have a candidate, in your opinion, that is strong enough to step to the plate?
Well, we only have two people running for president, so I'm going for Trump.
Okay. Now,
he's shown his ability to be strong.
Right.
He's taken some important actions. He mm-hmm. helped bring the Sunni Arabs into a relationship with Israel, which, in fact, was what steamed up Iran and made them so nervous that mm-hmm. caused them to do some of the things they're doing.
Right.
But we have to parry back on them.
Well, that's a very interesting take, because there were some people, when I mentioned that Ambassador Francis Rooney was going to be, was that the guy who was the congressman that he didn't like Trump? I mean, and that's, you know, kind of the reputation.
There are things I didn't like about Trump, and I wrote about it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I think that's why your talk about him is so important, that you were not necessarily, quote, a member of the fan club. There were some things you didn't like, but you are very clear in saying he's the guy now that we have and we ought to be united.
Well, and I talked to the president about it. I said, you got to pick your battles, man.
Yeah.
Let's win the big ones. Don't worry about the little ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious to know, as you are sharing this with people, you're based in Florida, Naples, if I recall correctly. And I hope you guys come through the storm okay?
Oh, yeah. We did fine. It wasn't that we had like 3 feet surge, you know, but not
okay.
a big deal. But what we really have to lament is the poor people up in the coastal bend of Florida, up by Steen Hatchie, Cedar Key, Sop Choppy. Those poor towns up there just really got wiped out. A lot of suffering.
You must be wondering, as most of us are, where the president is, where the vice president is. Former President Trump is in Georgia, but the vice president said, she sends her best wishes from while she was standing in Las Vegas doing fundraising. That, I don't know, rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, that's about all you get out of her. Topical.
Yeah. Do you, let me ask you, Mr. Ambassador, because a lot of us are sitting here and thinking, okay, we are on board with President Trump. Some of us are later to the party than others, by the way. And yet I still hear people who say, well, I think she's the person.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And when you ask them what the policies are, what the beliefs are, they can't share anything. Have you seen anything out of her in your time in D.C., in the House, in government? Have you seen anything from her that would make anybody think, oh, yeah, she's exactly who we need?
No, it's just the opposite. I'm scared to death. She can't even make a sentence. I've got a 2-year-old grandson that can make a better sentence than she can. All she talks is in bogus platitudes. Mm-hmm. Who knows what we have? And this is a dangerous world. We need strong leaders that know how to do things, and she is none of that. Yeah. We need a Reagan. And Donald Trump's the closest thing we have in this binomial race to be able to accomplish important things in the world right now.
It's such a wonderful perspective that President Trump is the guy that is clear to you is the closest to a Ronald Reagan that we've had since the president himself. You do have to be tough on this world stage.
Well, you do. I mean, foreign policy requires operating from a foundation of strength. Yeah. And that's why it worked so well in the Cold War with Dean Acheson and Paul Nitze and, mm-hmm. and George Kennan. And it worked well with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And look at President Kennedy. Who did he call in? He called in Dean Acheson, Paul Nitze, George Kennan. He called in the smart guys. Yep. We don't have the smart guys now.
Now, this is the follow-up to that. I want to remind everybody, former Ambassador Francis Rudy is joining us. Can we actually come back? I mean, we've had 4 solid years where it just seems to me, as a bystander, you know, this administration has done everything possible to weaken this nation, even if President Trump is reelected, and God willing, he will be. But can he actually rebuild us to where we need to be? Is that a doable project?
Well, just think back to 1980. The fact that Ronald Reagan won told the Iranians, we better get rid of these hostages.
Yeah.
Okay? If Trump comes in, if Trump wins and says, you guys straighten up or I'm going to take your ass out, I think we can have some serious progress. And we need it right now. We need it right now.
Yeah. And I got to imagine that behind closed doors, that might exactly be how President Trump says it.
He's pretty direct.
I'm curious, as you look at this, as we try and rebuild our strength in the world, Ukraine is an issue that pops up, and people are puzzled by the amount of money we have sent to Ukraine with seemingly not a lot of results. Are we doing the right thing with Ukraine?
Well, I think we started out doing the right thing, but I think it's gone on so long, and now it's become like a Zelensky rent-seeking operation to get more money out of us to continue the status quo. We've got to have some movement towards a solution. And I think President Trump has said that if he wins, he's going to convene the powers and solve this thing. And that's what we need. We need someone to say, okay, Ukraine, you're not going to be part of NATO.
Right.
Russia, you can keep Crimea. And somewhere in the middle is the Donbass area that to be negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real complicated where the lines would be.
Right. Well, here's hoping that that's the case. Give me a quick 60-second. You look at Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has said, I am fighting for the survival of my people, and that's exactly what we're going to do. How far do you think Bibi is able to go? Can he rid Lebanon of every shred of Hezbollah?
Well, as long as we stay behind him, I think he can go a long way. Yeah. I mean, you look at the quality of their intel to do the pager thing and the walkie-talkie thing and then take out Nasrallah to be able to hit that port on the west side of Yemen.
Yep.
There are boots on the ground, and we need them, and we need to help them to accomplish those strategical strikes to degrade the enemy.
Ambassador, I so appreciate you being here. I'd love to get you back with some analysis on a few other issues as well. That is former Ambassador Francis Rooney, a former member of Congress, and really, really an interesting gentleman. Brilliant, no doubt. But you take a look at everything that he has done, positions he has taken, and when he offers his insight, he offers his opinion on these things. Believe me when I tell you, he is speaking from a position of knowing full well what is involved. Ambassador Francis Rooney. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.